And the inside of a cherry, the part that you don't eat, you call that the
heart.
Huh?
The heart.
Okay. Is that that heart thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about on a peach?
Seed.
And you know the kind of peach where the flesh is real tight against the seed?
That's peach, ain't it?
Yeah, but some kinds of peaches, it's real hard.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Well, you see, call that a fair seed. Someone's got that, but you can pull open a seed and stick to it. You call that a fair seed peach.
Uh-huh. What about
the press peach.
Uh-huh. And the part of the apple that you don't eat is
hard. Right.
Okay. And what kind of nuts do you have around here?
Pecan, walnut, hickory nut.
Okay. You know the walnut, it has two coverings on it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those?
It's here in the hole.
Which is the hole?
That's what you need. The first part of it, green. See, it'd be green. Then that'll dry. You just dry up on that shell.
Mm-hmm.
That hole will dry up on that shell. When it gets dry, then you just crack it then. But that hole will still be on it. This you took it off, cut it off. You can cut it off. It ain't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's the walnut.
And the kind of fruit that Florida's famous for is
orange.
And same thing with a bowl of oranges. And one day you went in to get one, and there weren't any left. You say the oranges are
all gone.
And
hmm.
You're ready to eat? I'm turning this off.
No, we soon, huh?
Well, not quite, but
if
you need to...
She ain't got it ready yet.
Well, she's setting it on the table. What kind of things do you grow in a garden around here?
Tomatoes, pepper, okra, squash, and you grow that in the garden.
What do you call those little tomatoes? Like this?
Catamaran.
Okay. And, along with your meat, you might have a baked.
Might have what?
A
baked.
Baked. Yeah, along with your meat, you might have a baked.
Potato.
What kind of potatoes are they?
Sweet potatoes. Oh, ash potatoes.
Okay. Any different kinds of sweet potatoes?
Yeah. Just white ones, yellow ones. Some of them kind of pinkish blue. I don't know what you call them, but they're kind of green, yellow, and they white. These sweets in between. I don't know what you call it.
What about yams? What are they?
That's a potato.
What's that?
That's a potato.
Uh-huh. What?
Yellow yam.
Is it a sweet potato?
Mm-hmm.
And a little red thing that you eat raw that grows down in the ground.
Red thing?
Yeah, about this size.
I don't know what you're talking about. The peanut grew down in the ground. A pendant.
Uh-huh.
But then you're red.
What about reddish or radish?
Oh, yeah. Mm, reddish.
Mm-hmm.
But they're done.
They're about that big?
Yeah, but some of them grow that long.
They grow about 4 inches long?
Yeah, they grow that long.
The red part, you mean?
Mm-hmm. See, it'll grow down and stick just like you stick a fork in the ground. It'll grow down there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll grow up and come up out that ground. Yeah. Get up out of the ground that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still long.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And something that make your eyes water if you tried to cut it would be a...
Make what?
Make your eyes water if you tried to cut it.
Onion. Oh, yeah.
What do you call those little onions that you eat raw?
I don't know what you call them little onions. What you call them? Mullet.
Have you ever heard of scallions or shallot or green onions or... And what kind of beans do you have?
Green stringer.
Huh?
Green stringers.
Okay. Any other kinds?
I had it all the time, but I don't
know.
Wax beans, butter bean.
Is a butter bean and a lima bean the same thing?
They ain't too much different, you know. Both of them flat.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
Well, the butter bean just tastes better than the lima bean.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind of beans that you eat pod and all, well, just sort of a general name for them. Would you say green beans or string beans or snap beans?
Snap beans.
Okay. And if you wanted to get the beans out of the pods by hand, you'd say you had to...
Get them out of the pot.
Oh, yeah, if you wanted to get them out of the pot.
Shell them.
Okay. And you take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of...